Relevant Radio is listener-supported radio.
Give from the heart.
Give from the heart.
To the radio station that supports you heart and soul.
This is the Relevant Radio Winter Pledge Drive. Give from the heart.
Yeah, it has been a wild day today, and it's good to be here with you today. I'm Drew Mariani. Thanks for joining me. We got a lot to get into today. And one of the things I want to talk about in particular today is trust. I think it is the key to the spiritual life, personally. Trust and faith are a little bit different, but they are, at the same time, things that the Lord told us could move mountains. You know, in Scripture, He told us that faith can move a mountain, right? What did He tell St. Faustina? That the more a soul trusts, the more it receives. So I want to talk about that. What is it about faith? What is it about trust that will bring about those answers to prayers that you're looking for, right? You're probably in a very difficult position. You've been praying and praying and praying. You don't feel like your prayers are being heard, or maybe they're not heard as quickly as you want them to. I'll give you some insight onto what our Lord said, some of the secrets He revealed to the saints. Plus, we'll talk a little bit about raising from the dead. Did you know? Here's an interesting little fact for you. We're talking a lot today about the about this premium I brought back. I was over in Ireland, and I had the great privilege of traveling with some friends and on this pilgrimage. I was able to bring back a beautiful medal of St. Patrick, and I actually took this medal everywhere I went, and I actually laid it on the tomb of St. Patrick, and I prayed a long time there. Actually, I got on my knees, put my hands on his tomb, and I just prayed, and I prayed in particular for you because I care about you. You're part of my day every day, and I find a lot of value in that. Also brought back an Irish rosary. Now, this Irish rosary, we'll talk about it a little bit later. I'll just give you some quick heads up because we're going pretty quickly. We have a special premium today, and it's this rosary. It's this miraculous medal. The miraculous medal is actually on the rosary. It's the St. Patrick medal. In the case with your rosary comes a special St. Patrick blessing as well. There's an Irish blessing prayer and so much more. We're also going to give to you. I know the deal goes on, right? Where did my book go? There was a book here on trust. Thank you, Neil. The 30-day personal retreat on the Litany of Trust. Now, I pray St. Faustina's Litany of Trust. It's a little bit different than this one. And believe me, they're beautiful, beautiful prayers. But we'll talk about how to unleash the power of your prayer, how to unlock trust. But that's all yours. But here's the deal, and we'll talk about some other things. You only have a couple hours to get this. I was told we almost ran out of the rosaries and other medals. They're in limited supply. I can only carry so many of the medals back. And if you want them, here's the deal today. It's the dollar a day premium. And if you call 877-291-0123, you'll have access to this special premium package today and today only. It's a special premium package today and today only. I know a lot of First Holy Communions are coming up, and I just think this is such a great gift to give to somebody on the First Holy Communion, this beautiful Irish rosary, this beautiful medal that was laid on the tomb of St. Patrick, St. Bridget. I believe it or not, the heart of St. Valentine, I believe, was there in Ireland. And we went to this church, and I prayed before that as well. So maybe you're praying for that spouse or for that future love in your life. Why not reach out, make a charitable gift to Relevant to keep us on the air, and at the same time get these gifts? And also, if you really want to, you know, take a 30-day personal retreat every day, just spending a little bit of time with the Lord, I'll get you plugged into this book, Jesus, I Trust in You, and that will be yours. All right, let's do this too. And I want to open the phones. I'm going to pray the Memorare because I want to start every hour with that. But before I do, I want to invite you to call. Let's talk for a little bit here too. How did you find Relevant Radio? How did you discover it? How's it touched you or helped you in your spiritual journey? Has it helped you become a better Catholic, know your faith a little bit more? Has it turned you on to the chaplet? Has it transformed your life? Are you glad that Relevant's on the air? Give me a call in studio. It's 888-914-9149. If you've given, I'd really love to know why you gave too. I love those testimonies. And then we can also talk trust. I'd like to hear how, you know, you really had to get out of the boat and walk on the water, because you're praying for a really important intention, and God somehow came through for you. It's one of the great mysteries of this life, I think, the spiritual dynamic. But you can, of course, you can dial in 888-914-9149. I'd love to talk with you, so give me a ring. And, of course, you can always go and make your pledge online by going to relevantradio.com, by using the mobile app, or calling 877 291 0123. Your donation is tax deductible, okay? And again, this package is only good for the next couple hours, and then it's gone. So don't miss it. Take advantage of it. We can certainly use you here just because Relevant listener supported. We appreciate your generosity. We need it, actually, to stay on the air. But let's turn to the Mother of God. I want to pray for you and entrust to you, to Our Lady, all of your all of your needs. And I know she'll intercede for you. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Remember, most gracious Virgin Mary, that never was it known that anyone who fled to your protection, implored your help, or sought your intercession was left unaided. Inspired by this confidence, I fly unto you, O Virgin of Virgins, my Mother. To you I come. Before you I stand, sinful and sorrowful. O Mother of the Word incarnate, despise not my petition, but in your mercy, hear and answer me. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Maggie, I love that music bed. That's awesome. That is a great bed to pray to. People write to me all the time about the chapel. They're like, who writes that? What is that music? I don't know. I don't take credit for the music around here.
I can tell you who did that one.
Who did that one? That's great.
His name's Peter Sandberg. He's really a talented, I guess he's a composer. Is that what you call someone that only writes instrumental?
Yeah, it's cool.
Yeah. Peter Sandberg.
And he just does instrumental stuff, huh?
Yeah, that one's called Motion. That's beautiful. I pray the rosary to it a lot. That's why.
How did you find it?
I don't remember.
That's cool. No, yeah. I love it. Music moves the soul, doesn't it? Elevates the spirit. It puts you in a vibe. My wife can't listen to music, you know, with like words and lyrics and work at the same time. She says it's too distracting. You can't read. Meanwhile, I love it. I can put anything on. You know, it could be rock, any music, show tune. It doesn't matter what it is, right? And it helps me zone in and focus on what I'm doing. I don't hear the words, but I just hear the music, I guess. I don't know. It's a guy thing, maybe. I don't know. All right, let me take a few calls. 888-914-9149. Let's talk. All right, we'll go to Phoenix, Arizona first. Ann is listening to us there. Ann, thanks for dialing in. Good to talk with you today.
Hi there. Good, thanks. Hey, I just wanted to say an experience I had.
Yep.
I was driving. I was going to an appointment, and I was in a really bad way, like crying, just kind of going through things with one of my kids, just wishing I knew better when I was younger, and just kind of having one of those heavy heart days. And this car cut me off on my way. And I've also been having these medical issues just nonstop for 3 years. But anyway, this car cut me off. And they had a license plate that said Seven Sorrows Mary on it, and a bumper sticker that said the 1310 radio station. And I'll tell you what, I've never heard about the Seven Sorrows of Mary because I'm not Catholic. But I'll tell you the timing of it all. I found it on my phone. I got to my appointment early, and as I was in the parking garage to my appointment, I listened to this, and it just blew my mind. Wow. So anyway, and I know there's so much more I could say, but I know a lot of people probably want to get on.
Well, Ann, first of all, I'm curious to talk to you. And the reason I say that, you know, you're not Catholic. Have you come into the Catholic faith? Are you still not Catholic?
Oh, that's another thing. I have. it's really interesting. It's been quite a journey. I was raised in another religion, real strictly, and was always kind of taught that the Catholic Church was the church of the devil and things like that. But all my friends growing up were they're good people. And people in the last 15 years of just one wave after another have been good to me. And I actually do go to a church in town, and I sit and I'm blown away at how sacred it is inside, like how quiet it is. And I haven't taken any official lessons, but I'm about to.
Well, good. I think you'll be glad you did. And first of all, I mean, I love your story because, you know, I don't believe in converting people with words. I had friends who aren't Catholic and lived next to me for years. And, you know, my wife and I, we raised our kids. We'd say grace before meals. We'd say prayers before bed. I'd take the kids to confession. You know, we prayed, and we talk about the faith with our neighbors. And it was our example that was a witness to them. And they said, hey, we want what you have. And they both explored the Catholic faith. Today they're in the church. So I'm so glad to hear that that happened, because so often, you know, people try to argue, don't they? They try to convince you with their words and scripture quotes, and I don't think that converts the heart.
No, and you know what? And you don't. And I remember I mean, I'm quite old now, and it's just like, it, and what you just said, it's total example. And nobody came to our house with brochures or this or that, or, you know, it was just kind of like, and even today I'm from Southern California, and a good friend passed away, and I got pictures sent to me, and it was like the church in Arcadia, California that I had known since I was a kid. And it was just interesting. There's always been a thread of that Catholic religion and faith.
Well, let me just tell you this, Ann, there's no coincidence with God. There's a reason you saw that bumper sticker, and there's a reason that you're exploring this. The Lord wants you in a more intimate relationship with him. Mm-hmm. And I'll tell you what, it's going to be the greatest day of your life. When you're able to receive him truly present, body, blood, soul, and divinity in the Eucharist, when you are able to participate in the sacramental life of the church, you're going to realize that was a significant moment in your life. And I'm going to pray for you. I'm glad you found us. Well, I really am.
Yeah, thanks. And also, what's crazy, I don't know if you have time for like 30 more seconds, but
go ahead. No,
that seven sorrows of Mary, that is so beautiful. And I never, the religion I grew up in, they never really acknowledged Mary, never really talk about her. And I thought, wow, if anybody knows the heartache of a mother or a parent, you know, it would be Mother Mary. And also, what's really crazy, I didn't realize this whole, and I heard you're going to Ireland. Is that right?
No, I went. I just came back. I came back from Ireland a little while ago, and I brought some stuff back. I'm going to actually Italy. So you can join me on that one.
Okay,
we're going in September.
My whole thing about that is like the potato famine and the Catholic religion and how the Catholics were suppressed. I don't need to go. It sounds like my time is up, but I was amazed because I'd never heard about the hardship and the persecution that the Catholics went through.
Well, yeah, I'll tell you something too. I've got to take a break, but let me tell you something, Ann. It's it's a great point. When I took this pilgrimage, I always knew there was some persecution. When I took this pilgrimage to Ireland, I can't believe how long the Irish Catholics suffered. And it was only in recent years, really, that this changed. You would think it was something in the Middle Ages. No, it went on.
No.
It's amazing how they suffer. They've suffered. I was able to pray. And I think if anyone has never been to Ireland, you might go and kiss the Blarney Stone or, you know, go see the Cliffs of Moher, see some of those things. But learn the history of your Catholic faith. That is a land of martyrdom and persecution. And it really is amazing. I think all of us have a little bit of Irish in us. So it's...
What's ironic about this whole thing is when I'm a direct descendant of, his name was John Rogers, and he was burnt at the stake, and he had a lot to do with, it's just interesting. So like my journey is so like, I could talk to you forever. Well, I love talking. You guys know so much, and it's so fun
I love
to talk because there's nothing you guys can't answer.
we do our best. I stand in the shadow of some real luminaries here, like Father Simon and Patrick Madrid and others. Yeah. I'm so glad to play a small role here. And thank you for calling. Call upon your ancestor who was burned at the stake and martyrdom. Betty's interceding for you. And when we come back, what I'll do in this next block that I have coming up here, I'll share a little bit about the seven sorrows. I'll tell you what they are, but it's interesting because these go all the way back to St. Bridget. And they also were they were resurrected, if you will, if I can use that word, in the jungles of Africa, in the apparitions of Rwanda. And what Our Lady said there is haunting. So I'll fill you in on the beads of the seven sorrows. And I'll leave you with this, Ann, because I just love what you had to say. And this is for anyone who's not Catholic listening, and you kind of find value in what we do in terms of bringing you news and issues in the faith and doing it in a very hopefully loving and charitable way. The great Archbishop Fulton Sheen once said that there are not 100 people in the United States that hate the Catholic Church, but there are millions who hate what they wrongly perceive to be the Catholic Church, right? What the Catholic Church is supposed to be. And that's what happened with you, Ann. So I'll tell you what, I'm so glad you found us. Tell others. I'm going to take a short break. I'm going to fill you in on something else that's really great when I return. Stay tuned. Listen to this.
The Drew Mariani Show on Relevant Radio. Getting you connected right now.
Hi, this is Father Rocky, CEO of Relevant Radio and your host for the Family Rosary Across America. Have you heard about the gifts we have today at the dollar a day level? My Irish German eyes are smiling. It's a beautiful marble bead green Irish rosary and a St. Patrick medal which traveled with Drew to holy sites in Ireland. The rosary has a miraculous centerpiece and an ornate Celtic crucifix. It really has the look of a rosary from the old country. It's boxed if you like to give it as a gift. The set includes the rosary, a St. Patrick holy card with the Irish blessing prayer on the back, and a satin-lined gift box. The gorgeous green marbled bead Irish rosary and St. Patrick medal is our special thank you gift for a donation of $1 a day to Relevant Radio. Give online now at relevantradio.com or on the Relevant Radio app. Those are the quickest ways to give, but if calling is your only option, give us a ring, 877-291-0123.
Love that Irish music. Thank you, Father Rocky. Neil Robbins joining Drew Mariani, asking you to give from the heart, 877-291-0123. Give online at relevantradio.com or on the Relevant Radio app. And as Father was talking about, beautiful, beautiful Irish marble rosary. Drew has one sitting right across from here. Really, really nice looking rosary. And along with that, Drew traveled around Ireland with some St. Patrick medals to different holy sites all throughout the country. We have that as part of our gift, our gift to you for giving from the heart at the dollar a day giving level. And we have a Sister Faustina book, Jesus, I Trust in You. And that is a 30-day personal retreat with the Litany of Trust. And Drew will be talking with Sister a little bit later on this afternoon. But all three of those gifts are yours if you give from the heart right now at the dollar a day giving level. But you better hurry up because they are going out very, very quickly. And we do not know when we're going to run out. This is a limited supply and it's today only. So give at the dollar a day giving level for those great gifts at relevantradio.com, the app, or 877-291-0123.
Yeah, no, Neil, I'm lucky we even have some. Josh Raymond stopped by, host of The Inner Life, and says, I don't know if you're going to have many left in the show. Because, I mean, honestly, the response to this premium has been crazy. And I'll be honest, I think the rosary is a beautiful rosary. It's this beautiful green rosary with a Celtic kind of cross, and it has a miraculous medal on it. These were actually in a place where the Mother of God appeared. I was in Knock, Ireland, and it was a silent apparition where the Virgin spoke nothing, but she came with St. John. Unbelievable. The miracles that have taken place at this place are off the chart. It was said at so many different places. I prayed, speaking of the martyrdom over there, at we prayed before the relics of St. Oliver Plunkett. I don't know how many people familiar with his story, but there's so many martyrs in Ireland as well. So everywhere I went, I brought these. Everywhere I went with these medals, we prayed, and we want you to have them. We'll give you this. Included in that will be a St. Patrick medal, which was laid on his tomb and in all these holy places, a prayer card for a Irish blessing, and this book on trust. It's one of the best packets I think we've seen so far.
Yeah, absolutely. And the rosary itself comes in a beautiful little gift box, and make a terrific, terrific gift. 877-291-0123. All of those gifts at the dollar a day giving level to Relevant Radio. 877-291-0123 on the app, or you can give at relevantradio.com. Do not wait very long because the rosaries and the medals and the great book by Sister Faustina, they are flying out of here. So get a hold of us right now. Give from the heart right now to Relevant Radio.
Yeah. Come on, call now. Get them while you can.
One day I got on a jet from Birmingham, Alabama to Chicago, and I was going to be seated next to a young woman in the middle seat, and I could see she was terrified of flying. And I had my robe and collar out, so I pulled out my rosary. She grabbed it, she put it over her shoulders, and she calmed down immediately. Well, we got to talking. She wasn't even Catholic, but she instinctively knew that she could turn to the Mother of God for comfort. So when you had that terrible accident, you did so well to ask for a rosary, because it could be something tangible to be closer to Jesus, Mary, and Joseph.
This is the Drew Mariani Show on Relevant Radio.
Well, it is great to be here with you. Thank you for joining us. Look, in addition to the premium, and there's lots of reasons to give, right? I hope you give because you value Relevant Radio and because you've heard callers like the last one that simply said, you know what? I discovered you. I love what I'm listening to, and I want to know more. And that's what this is all about. We don't take anything with us, none of our money, none of our possessions. They're dust. They are dust. what we take with us is our love, our charity, and our opportunity to bring Christ to others. That's what you'll stand before God and you'll wish you had more of. So, Father Rocky just walked into the studio. I want to bring him into the conversation as well. And I want to give everybody, speaking of the rosary, of these beautiful Irish rosaries, Father prays a rosary every night, says, keep one in your pocket, right? Do you have one in your pocket? I always keep one in my pocket. Father, it's good to have you here.
Hey, it's great to be with you, Drew. What an exciting pledge drive here in February. Gift from the heart. And you've got that beautiful green rosary. You know, green is the color of hope. Did you know that? Green is the color of hope. And green is also for Irish, the luck. You've got the beautiful Celtic cross there. And people are really beginning to rediscover the rosary, the power of it. We see that every night on the Family Rosary Across America. People call in, they give these prayers reports because the more people praying at the same time, the more power of the prayers. And it gathers people together. It kind of drives out the negativity from the room or the conversation, gives people something very, very powerful. So I'm very happy at Relevant Radio can do that. You know, what makes me happiest about Relevant Radio, Drew, I think I told you and your audience yesterday, we get to say the name of Jesus on air on 210 AM and FM radio stations around the country, you know, dozens of times a day. Where else does that happen? Right? And Jesus said, he who acknowledges me before men, I will acknowledge him before my Father. I'm thinking, is that all it takes? Well, I'm in, you know, because, hey, the rest of the commandments, I might not be all that good at, but we can acknowledge him. We can say the name of Jesus every time we say the Hail Mary. And it's at least 53 times during the rosary.
Yeah, as a side note, just for those of you who may not know, I said to Father Rocky yesterday, I saw him, I was grabbing a cup of coffee. I said, how do you think we're going to do in this pledge drive? It's a little slow. And he goes, Drew, we say the name of Jesus on the air all the time. We're going to be fine. And it's true. We're doing great. Father, let's grab a call because we got a lot to talk about. Let's get this call calling from Nigeria. Nice long distance telephone call.
Nigeria?
There. Kashmir, you're on the air with Father Rocky. Thanks for joining us.
Yeah, thank you, Father Rocky. I'm very happy for the app, and the app is really helping resuscitate and refrigerate our hearts here down in Nigeria. I don't have light now within the place I'm living in Port Harcourt, but I keep faith with you because I know the Universal Church is one everywhere, and I listen to you more often now. I had this miracle about St. Andrew last year, November, around 25th of November, if I'm not mistaken. And it ended on the 24th, that's Christmas Eve.
Oh, wow.
On Drew Miriani's show. So I've been following all this, well, even on my what's it called, Facebook too.
Yeah,
and on YouTube. So I've been laid off work for some time now, that during COVID-19. I did my marriage on the 2015.
Kashmir, I hate to do this to you. I only have a minute left before my break. So can you get it out in a minute? Because we're up against the clock here.
Okay, finally, I pray for a raise in my commission because I'm a POS attendant and the thing actually came up. I met even more than I was actually bargained for. I was planning on a 70,000 naira, but I made more than that at the end of the day.
Wow. Well, praise God. Kashmir, God is so good. I love it. That St. Andrew Novena is so powerful. We see miracles every day. I hate to cut you short, Kashmir, because I'd love to talk with you. It's so wonderful to have you.
Are you named after St. Andrew?
We've got to take a break. I'm actually Drew Joseph, believe it or not. I'm named after Joseph. But yes, Drew's a derivative
from
of
Nigeria.
St. Andrew.
And now that we've got Nigerians who call in from Canada, they're up there too.
Yeah, I love it. All of, we're going to be right back. Stay with us. More straight ahead.
All right, bringing Christ to the world. You just heard Kashmir from Nigeria. How about that? Give from the heart right now, 877-291-0123. Online, relevantradio.com or the Relevant Radio app. Beautiful marble Irish rosary today at the dollar a day giving level. The rosaries and a St. Patrick medal traveled with Drew to holy sites throughout Ireland. And you get both of those and Sister Faustina's book, Jesus, I Trust in You, a 30-day personal retreat with a litany of trust. All three of those gifts, yours at the dollar a day giving level. But a lot of people are excited about the about the rosaries and the medals, and they are flying out of here. So if you want one, you better step forward real fast and get one at relevantradio.com, the app, or 877-291-0123.
Maggie Father's just telling me now in my headsets, and we want to thank this person in a particular way. They've been a heroic gift of $10,000.
$10,000.
From Menasher, Wisconsin.
Holy smokes.
Right.
Look
coming
at that.
Through.
Thank you. Thank
That's
you, Jesus.
Fantastic.
Mary and Joseph.
Amen.
That's great. We need this.
Father, we only have a couple hundred of these rosaries and medals left, so I hope people will take advantage of it.
What do you have to do to get one?
Dollar a day pledge. That's simple.
Dollar a day.
You got to call
877-291-0123. 877-291-0123. Or you go safely and securely online or on the app. It works really, really, really great. And I like to get those because that rosary is super powerful. Drew, every night we have, you know, tens of thousands, 100,000 people join us with the Family Rosary Across America. Tonight,
oh, yeah.
Scott Hahn's coming on to pray the rosary for us.
Wow.
With us. So we're going to co-host that.
What time?
And at 7 p.m. Central Time on Relevant Radio, relevantradio.com, on the Relevant Radio app, on any of our 210 stations now? We just went on in Honolulu.
Yeah.
103.9
Aloha.
FM. How's that for a Trinitarian number?
Aloha.
103.9. One for God, three for the Trinity, and three times three is nine, right? 103.9.
I think it's time for a pilgrimage to St. David of Malachi.
Yeah,
Father.
Somebody's got to go check that place out, right?
company retreat, maybe?
Yeah, that sounds like a good one. We could only be so lucky, right? That's great. Well, yeah, look, our footprint continues to expand. God is good. We're reaching more souls. We hear people from Nigeria to to Phoenix there. So.
Folks, we're not sitting on our laurels. We're pushing ahead because that God wants for us to just bring it out there. And so we need your support. And during this pledge drive, we need to raise $3 million this week. We're moving ahead. If everybody does something, we're going to get there. 877-291-0123. Or go online at relevantradio.com.
Beautiful Irish Rosary, Marble Irish Rosary, the St. Patrick Medal, and the book, all yours at the dollar a day giving level. Relevantradio.com, the app, or 877-291-0123.
This is the Relevant Radio Winter Pledge Drive.
Give from the heart.
Give from the heart.
Hey, just a quick heads up to you. In about 30 minutes, we'll pray the chaplet. Then we're going to talk about how you can unleash the power of your prayer. One of the premiums we're giving away this pledge drive is a 30-day personal retreat called the Litany of Trust. And I think if you are struggling with your faith, if you are overcome by worry, despondency, despair, concern, this will help you rise above it. We'll get into that and a whole lot more. I even talked to you about some of the great saints of Ireland. Patrick was reported to have raised over 35 people from the dead, some of the incredible wonder workers of Ireland. And if you want to join me on the phones right now, Father Rocky is in studio with me. You can dial in here into the studio. It is 888-914-9149. 888-914-9149. Father, let's go to Denver, Colorado. Brenda's patiently waiting. Brenda, thanks for your time.
Good afternoon. Hi, Brenda.
Hi, I listen to both of you every single day.
Wow.
But the way I got plugged in was my mom was in long-term care, and the CNA, who was so lovely to her, would not stop talking about this guy named Patrick and Drew. You know what they said today? You know what they said today? I'm like, what are you talking about? So I turned on Relevant Radio, and it got me through the passing of my mother, and I still listen to this day, and I will not miss the rosary or the chaplet. I don't care what I'm doing. Wow. I drop it, and I pray them, and I think that it has helped me tremendously in my faith and getting me through the loss of my best friend.
Wow. Brenda, you must have been reading my mind, because as I'm sitting here, I'm thinking, Drew, I'm going to tell you a story about that green marble rosary. I have one, but I don't use it because it was the one in my mother's casket when she was buried.
Oh, so gosh.
I put it in a very safe place.
All
right. So I was thinking about that too, because she prayed the rosary. And she prayed the rosary every day and many times during World War II. And she was convinced that's what brought my father back safe and sound from the South Pacific. They pray the rosary for each other every night at 9 p.m., no matter where they were. And he's one of the few people from his company came back. So I have a green marble rosary. I don't use it because I lose them, I break them. So that's in a safe place, right? Wow. That's why I want to get this Pledge Drive Premium today. Brenda, it's amazing. And I bet you're very grateful to your mother for what she passed on to you. And many of us are very grateful for what our parents have passed on to us. Yeah. Although I think for many of us, we don't realize until we get older, right?
Yeah, it's so true.
That's it.
Yeah, you don't appreciate
it. I didn't like her until I was an adult, and then I realized what a wonderful person she was.
Amen to that, right? It's a lesson to a lot of parents out there whose kids are saying, I hate you. I can't stand you. No, you'd be a great witness.
For all of you, you are all a blessing in my life, and I wouldn't know what to do without this station. I've got the bumper sticker. I'm a monthly contributor, and I sing your praises whenever I can.
Well, thank you.
Spread the word. That's how it gets out there and helps so many different people.
God bless you, Brenda. That's so wonderful. Speaking of those green rosaries, too, I'll put a quick plug in for them. If you want one of these that Father's referring to, we are giving these along with a medal that I personally had with me at the tomb of St. Patrick and St. Bridget and Oliver Plunkett and so many of these different.
He was a martyr.
We were just talking in the last segment a little bit about the persecution of the Irish. Like, I didn't realize that, Father. That was actually an amazing. Yeah. It went on for quite a long time.
Quite a lot.
I couldn't believe that the Irish persecution was going on as late as it was into that 20th century. But if you want this, 877-291-0123. 877-291-0123.
Do you think there's anybody out there who's kind of part Irish?
You know, it's so weird. You know, with all this DNA and genetic testing, everybody's got a little bit of Irish.
Everybody.
In them, right?
I'm half Irish.
Everybody's got Irish.
I think
Irish
about 80
in them.
Million Americans are part Irish.
And it's the rest of them Barack Obama had Irish in them.
Yeah, and the rest of them are 100% Irish. Right?
This is a beautiful gift. The medal's a beautiful gift, too. And
do it for Ireland, all right? Make a pledge to Relevant for Ireland, right, where our ancestor came from, and they brought the faith with them, and they persevered. 877-291-0123. That's the number to call, and you get this beautiful green marble rosary. And it's not just to have it. It's to use it. It's to pray.
Amen.
The more you pray, the better things go.
They can join you every night at 7.
They sure
tonight with Scott Hahn, especially.
Isn't that something?
It's going to be fun.
I've known Scott for 30 years or so. I know he prays the rosary every day. And his marketing guy reached out to us a couple weeks ago and said, what are you guys doing for Lent? I said, we're fasting. We're not having breakfast, lunch, or dinner for 40 days. Really? I said, no. You know, Drew's fasting. I'm praying. All right. What do you want to do? He said, well, he's got this Lenten Bible study series. I said, well, we've got this Lenten Lessons on the Mass series, and we do the rosary. So why don't you get together and we'll kind of promote what each other's doing? Because you can't do everything yourself, right? So he's going to be on the rosary tonight with us, and I hope you can all join. He's really one of the premier Bible scholars in this country. He is the premier Bible scholar, without a doubt. He's
incredibly brilliant.
He's it, right?
He's so brilliant.
Great convert to the faith, amazing preacher, and he lives it. He's not just an academic, right? He's not just a theologian. He's somebody who's got that real piety and lives it.
Maggie was saying to me earlier, what a privilege it is here at Relevant Radio. We're kind of the confluence, the crossroads, really, of many of these luminaries, so many of these great minds and experts in so many different fields, especially the faith. It's a platform for our bishops. It's a platform for prayer. It's a platform to bring to you Bible scholars and so much more. It's a real gift. If you find value in it, please get behind it and support it, too. If you can do that, it'd be great. Another phone call?
Let's take it.
All right, we'll go to Teresa in Royal Palm Beach, Florida.
Oh, it's nice down there,
isn't it? Hi, Teresa.
Is there snow down there, Teresa?
Yeah right.
In her dreams, right?
It's a little breezy, but it's a beautiful, warm breeze. It's a nice day out.
Good.
But I'm calling for two reasons. First, I'm calling in reference to the lady that called that had the woman cut her off, and she saw the seven sorrows.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Yes, I'm a convert, and my husband's a convert to the faith also, many years, especially me, very many, many, many years. I was going to suggest Scott and Kimberly Hahn's book, Rome Sweet Home for Her, is a wonderful book. And, of course, I just met Kimberly at our cathedral here in Palm Beach a few weeks ago. So I wanted to make that mention. And then I was also going to mention while I was on the phone that I talked to you and we had a commercial, my husband and I, for CatholicMatch.com back in 2009.
I remember.
Yes. And you remember?
I remember reading those ads. So many people came up to me and told me, "Oh, I met my spouse. I heard those ads on Relevant Radio." Were you one of those?
Yes, I was, and we did a commercial with you.
That's fantastic.
And it was played on Relevant Radio. Yes. So we have the recording still.
That's so awesome.
So I just thought this would be an opportune time to just mention that.
Well, thank you, Tracy.
Does work, and I will have to say that my husband was long distance. My husband was in Texas.
Yeah.
I was here in Florida, and we have the most wonderful, faith-filled relationship.
Wow. And how did you discover Relevant Radio being there in West Palm Beach?
My husband, first of all, I didn't find out. My husband did because he was in Texas, and they had it in Texas.
Oh, he must have been near Austin.
It could have been, because he worked in Austin back
then.
There
you
go. Okay, so he knew about it, and he had a few miracles actually occur through Relevant Radio, absolutely concerning me, and I didn't come till later on. And it was like the radio station coming from Florida.
Mm-hmm.
It's like crazy.
Wow, that's great.
But anyhow, so I actually found out I got it on mine through iHeartRadio. So that's how. But that was after I met my husband and everything already. He told me about Relevant, and I ended up getting on iHeart.
Teresa, thank you for sharing. It's so good to have you here. Congratulations. I love the way the Holy Spirit is working through Relevant to connect people and to build and spread the faith. And it's amazing, Father, the way people stumble on us, whether it's, you know, the bumper sticker, whether it's airwaves, it's the app. God's at work.
They find it on somebody's leather bag in an airport. Oh, you work for Relevant Radio, right?
Is that what happened with you?
Oh, sure.
Did you carry that leather bag?
Yeah, I carry that out there. It might be a bulletin board. It could be a billboard. It could be a church bulletin.
Yep.
And a lot of it's word of mouth, right?
Amen.
Boy, did we have a lot of word of mouth at the beginning of COVID. Remember that? Our audience increased by 40% in 2 weeks because the world shut down and we stayed open. We said, well, you know, we're going to bring you mass every day.
Yep.
I got my sleeping bag. I drove up to Green Bag. I brought a case what did I bring? Peanut butter and jelly sandwiches, just in case we're going to run out of food. I said, we're going to have mass every day. We're going to have the rosary every day. And our audience just grew like crazy.
It was wild. Well, hold the thought, Father. When we come back, there's a few other phone calls. Teresa in Chicago. Dr. Robert in Dyer, Indiana, wants to say thank you to you. We'll get his call on as well. But real short pause, and we'll be right back. I do want to remind you, because this is the first pledge drive of the winter year, and we have a very special premium, and it's only good for the next couple hours or before they disappear. And the response today, I said to my colleague, Josh Raymond here, I said, I don't know what happened. These premiums are just flying off. Sometimes you have to beg, plead, and cajole to get people to support. Today, people, they want the rosary. They want that St. Patrick medal. They want that prayer card. They want that Litany of Trust book. It's one of the great, best premium packages I think we have. I mean, it's so spiritually rich. And no, there's not a lot left. Maggie, I think I had his mic off. The number's 877-291-0123. Call right now and get yours. Give it to somebody for their first Holy Communion or for their upcoming wedding this month. What a wonderful blessing and gift it will be for them or for you. Or go online to relevantradio.com or use the mobile app. Okay, we'll be right back.
The Drew Mariani Show on Relevant Radio.
Changing lives. In your neighborhood and across the nation, here's another Relevant Radio miracle moment.
Lois, welcome to The Inner Life.
We've been married 40 years. I'm a Baptist, he's a Catholic. And we lived in Arizona to start, and we moved here to Michigan, and I started listening to Relevant Radio. And what's happening is I'm converting because I believe it's important to go to church with the person you love. And I'm trying to get through RCA, but it snows here, and then I don't make it. I'm on my third shot. I'm going to try. But we go to church together. I don't take communion, and I want the communion the way it's supposed to be, and I want to do confession. So for those people out there, just keep doing it. Join your mate. See what happens. Listen to Relevant Radio. God will change your heart.
Touch a heart and change a soul by making a donation to Relevant Radio today.
Give from the heart at 877-291-0123. online at relevantradio.com or on the Relevant Radio app. Love those miracle moments. We've heard a couple of miracle moments already coming into Drew's show this hour, and you might be hearing another miracle moment before the top of the hour, before the Hour of Power, the Divine Mercy Chaplet, coming up here on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app. We have a beautiful marble Irish rosary today that Drew traveled with Drew throughout Ireland, along with St. Patrick medal. And this comes with in a beautiful package with the Jesus I Trust in You book, the Litany of Trust book from Sister Faustina. We'll be talking with her a little bit later on. These three gifts are yours today only at the dollar a day giving level to Relevant Radio. So you want to grab one as soon as you can, because they really have been flying out of here. We don't know how much longer that we're going to have them, maybe another hour, maybe 2 hours. So if you would like one, if you'd like the beautiful marble green Irish rosary and the St. Patrick's medal, the book, you need to get a hold of us as soon as possible. It's all available at the dollar a day giving level. RelevantRadio.com, the app, or 877-291-0123.
Well, I'll tell you what, I have been all over with this particular medal. Believe it or not, I believe it was the heart of St. Valentine. His tomb is it was in Ireland. There was a church we went into. And I prayed for anyone who was with us that was seeking a new spouse or working on the relationship. The medal was there. As I said, I laid these on the tomb of St. Patrick. I knelt next to that tomb. I prayed a very long time because he's kind of my patron saint. I've got a very interesting story that connects us to him. You'll get the medal. You'll get the rosaries. You're going to get this beautiful Irish blessing prayer card that comes with the little packet, and also the Jesus I Trust in You 30-day personal retreat, a litany of trust. But you got to call right now because they're limited. 877-291-0123 or online at relevantradio.com or by using the mobile app.
I don't know how many times, Drew, I've regretted not making a donation for a Pledge Drive Premium. Yeah. I thought I could kind of schnooker my way in the back room and find one, but they're gone, right? They're gone. So I know if I got to get this, I have to make another donation today. I made one on Monday because I wanted the umbrella. I really want this. I'm going to make a donation. So folks, if you want this green marble rosary from Ireland, now's the time to give us a call, 877-291-0123, for a pledge of a dollar a day. That keeps us strong and allows us to continue to grow. Last year, we got stations in 12 new cities. We need to keep up the pace because Jesus said, go out into the whole world. But we can't go out to the whole world if we don't have gas in our tank, and we need you to put that gas in the tank. 877-291-0123, or you can pledge safely and securely online at relevantradio.com or on the app.
The Drew Mariani Show on Relevant Radio.
T-minus 13 minutes. We will pray the Chaplet of Divine Mercy. Tell one other person about it and jot this down, too. Pray the Chaplet with me. Father Rocky's in studio with me today. He's going to be praying the Rosary tonight with Scott Hahn. You don't want to miss that. That's 7 Central, 8 Eastern. We'll grab a few more calls. Time goes so quickly here. We'll go to Teresa first. She was in Chicago, Illinois. Teresa, good afternoon.
Hello, Drew.
Hey,
my husband
Teresa.
And I were with you on the trip to Ireland.
You sat behind me, right? You and your husband.
We did.
I know who you are. That's awesome.
And we had a lot of fun. And Father Rocky, I'm glad you're there, too, because we met some family friends of yours, a family with a lot
people
of kids
Montana.
On the trip.
Oh, yes.
But what?
The O'Learys. Yeah, they're Irish.
Yes. And I'm calling to tease Drew a little bit. One of the many places we went was some cliffs, not the Cliffs of Moher, but another that was so windy.
Oh, yeah.
And, I mean, you could stand up against. You
did
could
his
lean
toupee
into the
blow
wind
off?
And it wouldn't let you. It did not. We got back on the bus, and everyone was so windblown except Drew. He got out, and his hair was perfect. And everyone was laughing at, you know, and everyone else was like, we had been through a tornado, and there's Drew.
Teresa, I should never let you on the air again.
Yeah, I was afraid of that. I asked the producer if I should embarrass you, and they said, go ahead.
You're good for my humility. No, that's so true. I remember when I was in college, I was a journalism student, right? And I had a class, did a live report outside somewhere, and my professor came back, and he mocked me for my hair not moving either. So he says, Mariani.
It was a great trip, and yes, those medals went everywhere. I don't know if they made it to the Guinness Brewery, but they went to many holy places.
They probably stayed on the bus for that one. But yeah, Wayne and Irma Kinsey are going to be stopping by a little bit later. Irma and Wayne get real props. Great. They carried these medals as much as anybody. In fact, probably more. They were up.
They were wonderful.
Kirkpatrick and all these other places. Look, thank you, Teresa, for calling. So good to talk to you. I loved your husband. Okay. Thanks for the laugh. They were all over the place. We went up Kirkpatrick where Patrick fasted and he prayed. They were on the tombs of St. Patrick and St. Bridget and the tombs
of
martyrs.
I've never been to Ireland.
All the places you've been, you've never been to
Wisconsin.
You got to get
to
Ireland.
I've been to Indiana.
No, you've
never been to Ireland.
You've got to go. You have to go.
Yeah,
a
Irish.
Name like Hoffman? Come on. Now.
No, a name like Murphy.
Oh, Murphy. That's your mother's
grandmother's
name, right?
A Murphy. Right?
I just know you as an Irishman.
Yeah.
That's great. If you want it, here's the deal. We only have about 10 minutes left in this hour. 877-291-0123. We'll send you this medal that we carried, along with these Irish rosaries, and along with the Litany of Trust 30-Day Personal Retreat book. That is great, and will help you rise above any of the concerns you might have, especially in your prayer life or in your personal life. You can also go online to relevantradio.com or on the mobile app.
So let's do it. 877-291-0123. Your donation keeps us on air for the next 3 months. And in between the pledge drives, Drew, we're working very hard to find the resources to buy more stations. We want to get to all 100 top markets by 2025.
That's great.
We're in all top 20 right now. Yep. We're in 24 of the top 25. We're in 43 of the top 50. Wow. We're probably in 65 of the top 100. So we've got some work to do. It's called the Go the Distance campaign. Yep. That's why the pledge drives are very, very important in between all of this. So we really do need your help. I know, sometimes we feel a little bit stressed at the beginning of the year. But what we've seen is that you can't outdo God in generosity, right? And some days we even have matching funds. Is that going on right now?
Not today.
Why we really need you today, because those matching funds, money doesn't grow on trees, right?
We need you today more than ever.
We do need that support. 877-291-0123, or you can pledge safely and securely on the Relevant Radio app.
Let's go to Dr. Robert. He's patiently waiting to talk to you. He's out of Dyer, Indiana. Hi, Doc. You're on the air with Father Rocky.
Hi, Doc.
Hey, Father Rocky and Drew, nice to talk to you again. Such a pleasure. I met you when you came to our Christ of Our Passion in St. John, Indiana Guadalupe.
Yep. Yeah.
That was awesome. Yep. And by the way, I'm Irish, too. I'm from Chicago originally.
Oh, good for
everybody's Irish on March 17th, St. Paddy's Day. But I was just telling the patient today I would love to go to Ireland and see Our Lady of Knock Shrine.
I've never been to Our Lady of Knock, but what I understand is Our Lady didn't say a word there, but it really transformed the faith of the people.
Yeah.
And they say it might be similar to the Shrine of Our Lady in Wisconsin, Our Lady of Good Help, right?
Yeah, it's an extraordinary place. Dr. Robert, you should make a trip over there. I mean, incredible place.
And I just want to thank you for all the prayers. I survived sepsis following knee replacement surgery. I survived a near-fatal heart attack.
Wow.
And you got my daughter a job, Father Rocky.
Did you call in the rosary? Was that the rosary?
No, this was a while back, and you said she'll get a job by the end of the month, and she did get a job.
Oh, we must have prayed to St. Joseph.
There you go.
Yeah, no, he's really awesome.
The power of prayer.
Oh, I'm telling you the power of prayer.
Tell everybody.
Absolutely. No, we see it every night. Thank you, doctor, for that. And I know you tell your patients that, too. You know, doctors tell you they much rather deal with patients who have faith than people who don't have faith. Because people have faith, they have hope. People don't have faith. Many times they're angry because they're frustrated. Yeah. They can't figure out, why is this happening to me? So it's a very important ministry that we're doing. We need everybody's help. We need your prayers, especially when you call in. Give us your prayer attention, because we pray for every single one. You know that, Drew. We print them all out. We divvy them up among all of our employees. You get about 10 pages each. Mm-hmm. You get several hundred prayers, and we pray for each one by name and say, Jesus, have mercy on this person.
And I learned that from Father, a personal lesson. I took a trip with Father. We were in Italy. I think we went to Our Lady of Providence or one of the places. And we literally took the prayer petitions from this last pledge drive that we were at, and we prayed for them, by name, line after line after line. Tired. It's hard to keep my eyes open.
Yeah, sure.
Well, it was part of the penance. Stay with us, Father. We'll be right back, and we'd love to hear from you. Thank you for your support. Phones look great. There's room for you. Give us a call. Help Relevant Radio. Dial in now.
The rosaries, the medals, the books, they are flying out of here. Anna in Irvine, California, she's getting a set. Also, Brent in Bixby, Oklahoma. Kimberly in Hutto, Texas. Eric in Phoenix. All of those folks getting the rosary and the St. Patrick medal and the book from Sister Faustina called Jesus, I Trust in You, the 30-Day Personal Retreat with the Litany of Trust. All three of those gifts, yours at the dollar a day giving level, but you better hurry up because the gifts are flying out of here very, very quickly. And once they're gone, they're gone. We can't send Drew back over to Ireland to have him.
Well, you could. You got to clear that with Father Rocky. Yes, and
I have a feeling Mike Kendall and Josh, they might have a little issue with that too, but give from the heart right now, relevantradio.com, the app, or 877-291-0123.
Yeah, and I'll tell you, I love the packaging. There's some premiums that I say, hey, these are great, but some I say are just awesome. And this is one of those. I love really this nice. Litany of trust. I'm going to talk to you a little bit more about that after the chapel, especially if you're struggling in your walk. If you're saying, Drew, I just don't have the faith. I get overwhelmed. I can't help it. I'm trying, but the doctor's report or the finances, it just doesn't look well. This will really help you. But also, Father Rocky's got a motto. He says, keep a rosary in your pocket, Christ in your heart. If I was you, this is such a great gift. And if you have a rosary, you say, I already have one, give it to somebody else. That first holy communicant, the person that's getting married, the sick person that you know in your parish, so your parish priest, somebody you love. It's a great gift to give to others. You're also helping Relevant. We'll send with you this rosary, an Irish blessing prayer. You get a little holy card with that. And then this medal that I carry to all the holy places in Ireland. I personally carry them along with Irma and Wayne Kinsey, who also did a lot of the heavy lifting. But they went to some of the holiest places. And we're in the tombs of Bridget and Patrick and so many others. They were at every mass we went to at the apparition site of Our Lady of Knock. You can get it, but time is ticking. They're running out. And I mean that sincerely. We're really concerned we wouldn't have enough to get through my show today. The number, 877-291-0123. Or online at relevantradio.com or by using the mobile app. Any way you do it, you'll get one. Leave us your prayer intentions. And don't forget, it's a tax-deductible gift as well.
It certainly is. It's really amazing, Drew. You went to Ireland with all these pilgrims. You had Mass every day. You prayed the rosary every day. It was a pious pilgrimage, and you brought back something for everyone because we can't all go on those pilgrimages, but we can go there vicariously with you. Right, and whenever we go on these pilgrimages, we bring all of our listeners with us. We bring our backpacks with the pilgrimages prayers in our backpacks. When we do the walk to Mary, I bring all of those in my backpack, and we can't print them all out. We put them on a USB stick, and we get there. We just about collapse at the end after 21 miles, and we pray at the feet of Our Lady for our listeners, for their intentions. And miracles happen, folks. Jesus' words are true. Ask and you shall receive. Seek and you will find. Knock and it will be opened to you. I can't be more proud of Relevant Radio and all of our listeners and supporters because we get to say the name of Jesus on air dozens of times a day. That doesn't happen anywhere else. 877-291-0123. If you want to be part of this mission, if you want to say, Jesus, I want to be in your group. I want to follow you. I want to announce your name. You can do it by giving us a call right now, 877-291-0123. And you can pledge safely and securely online at relevantradio.com or on the free Relevant Radio app and leave us your prayer intention. We pray for every single one of them.
Relevant Radio continues to grow. We just added Honolulu today.
Isn't that amazing?
Thank you. Thank you, Honolulu. Yes. And new listeners checking in from all over the country, including Reynaldo in McAllen, Texas. Brand new donor to Relevant Radio. Thank you, Reynaldo. He gave at the dollar a day giving level.
Thank you, Reynaldo.
As did Raquel in San Jose, California, another dollar a day gift.
Thank
David Menasha in Wisconsin, another dollar a day giver.
Thank you, David.
And new donor, Laura in Las Vegas. Thank you so much. Yeah, and another rosary and St. Patrick medal.
You know, there's a lot of Catholics out there in Las Vegas.
Yeah.
So Bishop Greg Gordon is the brother of one of my good friends. He's the auxiliary bishop, Bishop Thomas, and they really promote Relevant Radio out there. It's at 9:70 a.m. out in Las Vegas. So we're all, you know, all over the place, but we, you know, it's a big world. We got to get there little by little, and we need your help. We need your prayers. We need your support. 877-291-0123 is the number to call.
It's not too late to get in. Quick reminder, because Father's going to be jumping out of the studio tonight, 7 o'clock.
That's right.
Scott Hahn will join him for the rosary. You can join me for the chaplet right now and make that telephone call, 877-291-0123, or online at relevantradio.com. Thank you for whatever you can do.